FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 12/30/19. One more day to go, and it's 2020. And unlike most of the time, my hindsight is 2020. Well, hopefully my foresight's going to be 2020 as well. Well, one thing I do know, foresight or not, if you have any assets in this world, you are a target. And you're a target for lawyers, for scammers, you name it. Well, lawsuits, I mean, I've been involved in some that have been multi-hundred million dollar lawsuits. You just want to steer clear of them. And to do that, you need to know about asset protection. And we're going to be talking more about that. As always, questions, comments, what do you think about asset protection? Something you need to know about? Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, Scott Smith is with us, attorney, and you find him at royallegalsolutions.com. Scott, you are an expert in asset protection, particularly dealing with real estate investors. I mean, this litigation, this litigious mindset is really a minefield for investors and for entrepreneurs, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have a friend of mine who lost $3 million in real estate from a single lawsuit, and he was very well insured. And that's kind of what opened up my eyes to the necessity of real estate investors in particular needing better protections than they might otherwise think. So that's the business that I'm in now, is helping people grow their wealth through real estate, become financially free in the process, and have created a one-stop shop with Royal Legal Solutions that helps real estate investors all over the country, no matter where they're at and what assets they're in, help get protected and streamline their lives and get financially free.
So isn't it true that you really need to start protecting your assets before you need to do it? Because once you need to do it, it's too late?
Well, once the lawsuit's filed, it's already too late. So the law does a lot of great things for you if you're proactive, but that means you have to take action ahead of time. So what you can do once the lawsuit's filed is almost nothing, because it's called a fraudulent transfer at that point. And so then you're completely boxed in. You're going to have to end up paying out that settlement or to go to a very risky trial, which could put your entire net worth at jeopardy. You're in a really bad spot if you don't take any preemptive steps. But if you do take preemptive steps and you do use asset protection strategies ahead of time, you can make it look like you qualify for food stamps as part of the public record by using anonymity structures to make it look like you don't own anything. You can compartmentalize assets through an LLC or series LLC or Delaware statutory trust to make it where even if they do sue, they would get little to nothing. And it's that kind of protection with the anonymity and the compartmentalization that I do at Royal Legal Solutions that really lets people rest easy at night and have that peace of mind knowing that even if the worst case scenario happens, that they're going to be fine.
Uh-huh. So it's a case of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
100%. Yeah. And it's actually so strong that when you use these types of prevention measures in the front end, what we've seen is that time and time again, that the lawsuits that would even get threatened just get dropped completely. Because if you think about it from, you know, the business behind lawsuits, right, there's an attorney there that's looking to get paid, usually at the end of this lawsuit. And when you look like you're a really hard target to come after, what they do is they just go to the next target. Right. It looks like the juice isn't worth the squeeze, so to speak. It turns into a bad business decision. And you can notice with that, those are all things that you can control. You can't control the law. You can't control the facts. But what you can control is making it a really bad business decision for somebody to come after you.
Right. Okay. Well, so really it's giving, once you've got everything prepared, you're effectively in your legal bunker. And like you said, lawyers are just opportunistic business people when you get down to it, certainly the kind that do these strike suits. And when they know that there's not going to be a payday or the payday is very elusive, then they look for lower hanging fruit.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll see this more and more become really important, especially with investors that own assets in their personal name. They're the absolute most at risk types of people for getting sued because with a simple search that we actually do for all of our clients, we can pull up every asset somebody owns or any company they own that's anywhere identified inside of the public record. So that the anonymity becomes really important there. We also layer that in using a series LLC structure for everybody not located in California. California, we have to do something a little special for it. But for everybody not located in California, we use a series LLC structure, which allows us to not only hold the assets anonymously and also hold the company anonymously, structured through a law firm. So all the information is protected by the attorney-client privilege of who the true owner is. But that series LLC structure allows you to compartmentalize every asset for free in an infinitely scalable company that doesn't make your operations more complex as you grow. So the net effect is that you can get anonymity with the ownership of the assets and the structure. You can achieve infinite scalability for free, all while doing everything through one bank account and one set of accounting books.
Uh-huh. So the Series LLC, just tell us what it is briefly.
Yeah. So Series LLC, you can form that in over 13 different states right now. You can form it in one state and you can use it anywhere you want. But it's just like an LLC, as you would normally think of them, except what's special about a Series LLC is that it can form what's called a child series, much just like a parent-child structure. So you have this one parent that you create with the state. It can create its own children. The law states that each child is treated just like an LLC for all the liability purposes that come into place. But the advantage is that there's no filing that has to occur with it or filing fees that have to get paid. So you're able to create one parent, and that parent can turn around and create an infinite number of children for free. And this is how you're able to create essentially what are free LLCs on your desktop that are infinitely scalable.
Interesting. So what else do we have to be worried about for the coming year?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Orin Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Orin is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits and has a premier seven-project portfolio, including its two flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. Orin's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Orin's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Orin trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to orinresources.com. That's A-U-R-Y-N resources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Yeah, well, for the coming year, when you come into it, what I would look for is, number one, can you get yourself protected by using a series LLC structure? Or if you're in California, you'll want to use a Delaware statutory trust structure. Get that in place. The second thing that I would look at in the coming year is getting your estate planning correct. So if you have children right now and you have real estate, then your estate planning becomes really essential because you have to be able to pass those assets over to your heirs in a way that's going to keep them protected and protect the assets themselves. So if you don't have estate planning in place, what happens is that all the assets go through a court process where they're all exposed as part of the public record, the extent of the assets, as well as who the assets are going to. And then you can effectively create a target on the back of whoever just inherited those assets from you. And that's if it goes through the probate process. And by the way, too, if you don't have a will and put in place, not only is it going to go through the court system through the probate process, but the government actually makes all the decisions for you about who gets your assets and to what extent. So if you want to protect yourself from the government, protect yourself from these public disclosures and take the target off the back of your heirs, what you need to use is a living trust structure. And that's part of your estate planning. What that living trust does is it owns your Series LLC, or it owns all of your assets. And then because they're all held inside of the living trust, it's able to avoid the probate. So you're able to maintain all of the anonymity in place, and all of the assets get directly controlled by your heirs immediately. And you are able to govern how those assets are used to be able to take care of your children and your family instead of the government making those decisions for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes total sense. So if you have two things you should do, if you have any kind of assets that could be subject to lawsuits for the coming year or years ahead, number one, a serial or series LLC structure if you're outside of California, and you can do something else if you're there. And number two is estate planning using a living trust so that your property transfers upon your demise by operation of trust rather than by a will, or by operation of law if you don't have a will. So that all makes a lot of sense. Hey, what's the worst trend you see in these frivolous lawsuits at the present time?
Yeah. The biggest trend that I see is that a lot of people end up thinking that their insurance companies are going to protect them in the event of a lawsuit. What they don't understand is that insurance companies are profit-seeking corporations, first of all, right? So they're not actually there to have your back. They're there to fulfill a contractual obligation. And the second piece of it is that from my experience in actually suing insurance companies, since I've been in the real estate investing game for many years now, I'm starting in law school and continuing after law school. But part of my legal career as a lawsuit attorney, a litigation attorney, was actually suing insurance companies. What we found out is that insurance companies are really good at paying the low dollar claims, but they don't want to pay out anything that's the high dollar claims. So I referenced that before of like, hey, my friend that got lost over $3 million. Because he had all of the assets in his personal name and he thought his insurance company was enough to protect him. The net effect of that is that you end up with insurance companies that are happy to take the premiums, but whenever the coverages get high, or the damages get high, they'll deny the coverage based upon a couple of reasons. But the biggest one is actually something that they just call gross negligence. So simple accidents, insurance always covers. Gross negligence, they never cover. Gross negligence is up to them to be able to say what an accident was gross negligence. And gross negligence in lay speak, or just normal person speak, just means an accident that you should have known was going to happen. Like somehow you should have known the accident was going to occur. And all they have to do is say you should have known that that was going to happen. And therefore, then they can deny coverage, leaving you to have to defend yourself from the lawsuit completely, and then trying to turn around after the fact to be able to sue your own insurance company. So if that doesn't sound like a scenario that sounds like, man, I would be happy and fine if I'm in that scenario, then all you have to do is combine asset protection in place with your insurance. You leave your existing insurance exactly the same way it is. You move all of your properties into land trusts. The land trusts are in turn owned by your child series of your series LLC. Your series LLC is in turn owned by your living trust. And then you hope your insurance company will protect you. If your insurance company doesn't protect you, all of your assets are held anonymously through the land trust. If for any reason they decide to sue even after the insurance company doesn't protect you and they can't find the extent of the assets of the land trust, then you have the compartmentalization and protections of the Series LLC to make it where they would win little to nothing if they moved forward with it. You can see how you can layer these protections together without relying on any one piece to be the linchpin that overall protects you.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. It just goes back to what I said at the beginning. An ounce of protection is worth a pound of cure. And don't believe that your insurance company is going to be there for you, because they very well might not be. They go out of business, a lot of these carriers. They wind up in liquidation. It's just becomes problem after problem. In fact, an attorney who specialized in asset protection, Scott, once told me that just by virtue of you having insurance, liability insurance with a big umbrella, you can turn yourself into a target.
Yeah, I mean, the people could sue you to be able to get after your insurance policy, right? That's one of the things that they will try to do. But, for me, if it's something that my insurance policy is going to pick up, I'm happy for them to basically sue the insurance company, all day long, right? What I'm really worried about is what's going to actually happen to my assets at the end of the day. So a lot of times if I'm wearing belts and suspenders at this thing, that in terms of my protection, not only am I going to have the insurance policy that's there just on the house that the bank requires me to get, but I'm usually also having an umbrella policy to some extent to help cover me as extra insurance, right? Because even though I have asset protection in place, right, and some of the strongest asset protection you can get, as you might think, as me being a real estate investor myself, specializing in this area, what you're also going to find is that I like having insurance companies to try to force them to cover pieces, because I don't like having to defend lawsuits. Lawsuits, even though I am a litigation attorney, right, I hire my own attorneys to be able to handle active lawsuits for me. And a simple lawsuit costs me anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000. And that's even if I get it dismissed. So I want every opportunity to make an insurance company hopefully try to pick it up for me.
Absolutely. Agree with you 100%. Anyway, Scott, it's been a pleasure having you on. Just tell us again the best place to find you, website.
Yeah. So you want to go to royallegalsolutions.com. You're going to want to download our top 10 things you need to do to protect yourself as a real estate investor. That's our ebook. They're also going to have a quiz that's at the very top of that page. Highly recommend going and taking that quiz, because that's going to give us all the information we need to have a meaningful conversation about you with you regarding your asset protection, your estate planning, and the tax savings that we see for real estate investors, especially single family home investors that are just leaving a lot of money on the table in taxes. And we're able to help on all of those key areas, the asset protection, the estate planning, and the tax savings.
Excellent. Hey, we appreciate you coming on. Questions, comments for Scott or myself, as always, email is kl@carrylutz.com, Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz, Facebook page is Financial Survival Network, and visit our home, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Scott, always a pleasure. Best wishes for you and yours for the coming year.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great one.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.